Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, you tuned in to the right place. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and we're so glad you're back with us. We've got not so much a part two, but more of a continuing the theme of being a healer in your home today. And if it's going to be as good as it has been before we hit record, you're going to love it.
Yeah, we were all hashing it out.
We're continuing to just, just run
marinate.
It over our head. Marinate, that's the word.
Please, if you didn't listen to the last party that we did on being a healer in your home, I think the title of that party was something like, we have a new title for you, you didn't know you were healer. Something like that. But
right. Yes, you can wear that name over your life. You are a healer. And it sounds all kind of new age and weirdo, but it's not. I mean, a wise woman builds her house, a wise woman tears it down.
But can I fix you, Serene? You said a wise woman builds her house and a wise woman tears it down. You get it wrong.
No, yeah, a foolish woman tears it down. Sorry, did I say that?
Yep.
Sorry, mate.
Anyway, so we've got more just bubbling up inside us about this. And actually, when we were here last week doing some recording, John was talking to us. John here, our producer, you've all heard him from time to time. Talking to us just about water. And, you know, John, we call him Sovereign John because everything he doesn't, John, like, doesn't
want to. Or Jonathan of Sovereignty.
Yeah, John doesn't want to be beholden to supermarkets, anything. He tries to not shop. He doesn't want to have city water, so he's talking to us about building a well.
And yeah, he actually did.
And if you work for the government, just block your ears.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's not sovereign to the government.
No. But anyway, we just started this conversation about water. And so John really brought something else, and I went home and studied this, and it's a thing. This is incredible. So this is what is inspiring this party. Okay, so there was this Japanese scientist, and let me pull this up here, named Masaru Emoto, who did a series of tests on water, and the results were just astounding. So the whole thing is, do you know that water holds memory? Okay, so he would take these waters, put them in different jars, and actually speak things over the water. One taste, you know, test. He'd speak love over the water and then freeze the water.
Like tell it positive things,
yes,
you mean?
Yes, and then look at under a microscope. Well, the water went in completely different forms. The one where water was hated, you got to look. This is all on the net. Just Google this. Google water holds memory and this scientist named Masaru Emoto. So you see, and you look at the one that says hate. This water looks absolutely dead.
Now to this water, you're saying he's told very negative things to just verbally out of his mouth.
And people could wonder, well, how does water look dead? Well, under a microscope, water is meant to have a certain
and it takes different forms. These structures. But he didn't. It wasn't just there. He didn't stop with that. He actually then began to deal with water grows things, you know. So, hold on. Then he began to deal with plants, fed different water. A final study was actually with rice. Now, this study has been replicated over and over and over.
And by different people, too.
By different people. You can go on the net. A whole bunch of people have tried to do this rice consciousness expression, okay? So, we're going to get to a point here. We're not all being voodoo, but I want to tell you about this. You put cooked white rice in one jar. Google this. This is amazing, amazing YouTube where someone tried this. It's called Rice Consciousness Expression. Google that. Okay.
Whoa.
White rice in one jar cooked, white rice in another jar. Now, don't do anything different. Just label them one with love, one with hate. Put the lid on.
Like a piece of tape with the word love written on it.
Now, I know that we've got a point to this. It's coming. But on this video, and this came from this Japanese first
Pearl's
original.
Pearl's Pentecostalness can't talk like this without jolly well.
Without the balance.
We're constantly making an excuse. Don't worry.
I know, but if I heard this, I would think, well, you're all crazy. But there's a point coming here, and it's to do
I'm
with healing
listening.
In our home.
I'm still listening, yes.
Okay, so label the jars. This is what he did. Now, every day, look at that jar, stand close to it, the one with love, take it. And just speak love I love you. I love you. I love you, Rice. Feel it. Okay. The other one, vile hate. You don't need to yell. Just, I hate you. Okay. So.
You're not going to do well. You're not going to say negative things.
Exactly.
You're going to make me fat.
Right.
Don't say that.
Now, the incredible difference into what happens with this rice. After a week, the loved fluffy white rice is still loved and fluffy. There's no change. The other rice that was hated is already starting to mold.
This is like, documentable.
Documented, and people have thought, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to try it. I'm going to refuse it. You know,
people
refuse
it. Are doing this.
There you go. It happens again and again and again. And there's all these different things on the net. I looked it up, like refuting the rice consciousness thing. And they say, oh, well, spores of mold must have got in somehow. But this has happened over and over again. There's power in our words, people.
But it says it in the Bible. Science just backs up scripture. So many places in the word, it just talks about our profession of the profession of our lips. So a man thinketh, so
and
he is.
You know, we grew up with this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, straight from the scriptures, right? But now science proves it's true.
And guess what? What is the human body? How much percentage of water? We're mainly water.
Yeah, mostly water.
Right? We're 70% water.
So we're speaking into the water of somebody all day long.
I'm feeling the flow of this one.
Are we speaking
life?
Right. Are we speaking death? And what about when God created the world? In Genesis, didn't he hover over the face of the deep? He hovered over the waters.
The face of the water. So water
holds something about water
memory.
And creation, creating
we
something.
We are made of water. All our cells use water. We have to not only speak life out over ourselves, which we're going to talk about in this potty, and stop this hate talk, the self-hate, but it's our families too because we are healers. But John wants to stop us. He wants to speak for
John
a second.
John of sovereignty?
No, I just to kind of validate this topic because it's a very dear topic to me. It actually goes even further than just what is spoken into the water. Water definitely scientifically does have the ability to hold memory. It absolutely does. If you want to dig even deeper into this subject, I would encourage everybody to look up a gentleman. His name is Victor Schauberger. It's Victor with a K, V-I-K-T-O-R, Schauberger. He was a turn of the century Austrian, I guess you could call him a scientist. He his whole life's work was centered around this, but also the movement of water. The more water moves, the more memory it can retain. So you can have perfectly clean, distilled water is about as clean as you can get. So you can distill water and have perfectly pure water, nothing else. But if it hasn't moved, it's scientifically quote unquote dead. But if you move that water around, especially in a vortex, in a vortex spiral, which ironically is also the same shape as our DNA, the more it vortexes and moves, like in a stream. If you ever notice, streams don't go straight; they meander back and forth. The more water moves, the more memory it takes, and that's where a lot of the healing waters historically have come from. They've come from these pristine places where water is moving, and it may not be humans speaking life or love into it, but the everything that water is nourishing, the trees, the wildlife around it, it's moving, and it's just there's positiveness, and you can again, these are things you can do for yourself. If anybody out there that's got microscopes, you can look at water under a microscope, and it is structured differently. Dead, stagnant water looks different, and if that water is influenced positively by speech or even just by just by love, just by
speech calls
animals going to the water and drinking from it and appreciating it, anything like that, the water changes structure. So these the experiments with the rice, school kids have done this with bean sprouts. You know, exact same thing. Put bean sprouts in one pot and bean sprouts in another, and hate on one and love on the other, and you see the difference in the way they grow. So there really is a ton of validity to this. And I'm sorry to hijack this, but it really does translate into what we do to each other, to our kids, and even to our dogs.
So, yeah, right. So when you speak, when you speak love, when you speak, you're creating this movement into the the water, right? But what happened to the healing waters in the pool of Siloam? Didn't it say that the angel of the Lord came and he
stirred,
moved,
he stirred the waters.
See, this is absolutely incredible to me. Just thinking about the scriptural, just
significance.
Joy is healing, right?
Right.
Joy is not a stagnant pool. In the Bible, when it explains joy, it says joy will bubble up.
Oh, I love it.
You know, so let's do some positive stirring with our words.
And you know what's a great homeschooling experiment?
Yes.
Is to try this rice or bean sprout thing.
Yeah.
But there's lots of YouTubes, but think about this. What are we doing to ourselves? Think about that rice molding, right? And you got to look at the picture. You got to Google that YouTube. Think about when we speak just ourselves, right? Oh, man, I hate my thighs. Okay. Or looking in the mirror and just like, I hate my second chin. Oh, my goodness.
Which is 85% water.
What are we doing to our bodies? What are we doing? We're causing sickness. We're causing death. You know, death and life are in the power of our tongues. And God said it. And it's true.
And okay, so I have a baby who has a little hemangioma. Sally Dolly has a hemangioma. It's nothing but a little red strawberry, cute and gorgeous. Just a birthmark. It's not a sickness. It's not a disease. But 5% of children, they can ulcerate. They can form an ulcer. It's not like she's sick and that's why it formed an ulcer. It's just the way that the hemangioma is growing or involuting. Well, anyway, hers became an ulcer and it was extremely painful. I looked up on the internet and it said, exquisitely painful. And my brain says, oh, every time she started crying for anything, it could be teething, it could have been because she needed a diaper change. I'm like, I know it's the ulcer. It's exquisitely painful. They say, who is they, right? We always say they say that it won't ever heal by itself. Mm. And you have to get on this propranol drug.
Well, you took her to the doctors and they said she'll need to be on this for 18 months.
Yes. And of course, you know, they don't heal by themselves because it's a vascular birthmark and there's not enough blood supply. Anyway, this is what I was speaking over my baby. Every time I came back from a specialist, they said it's not going to heal on its own.
Tell me, Serene, I'm like, because I was calling, because poor little Solly, it was really painful. But I'd say, Serene, how are you doing? And Serene's such the most positive person in the world usually. You know that, right, Danny? Through when Arden was going through his cancer, everything. But Serene, you were in such a state of undone. You were like, Pearl.
Serene could have a horn growing out of her forehead.
And she'd be positive.
And she'd be like, it's just God's will.
But this baby's time with in your pain, baby.
Baby's in pain. There's yeah. like babies. Pearl. I'm like, I don't even understand anything in life anymore. Yeah, Why do babies have to be in pain?
She's like, how could God let her be in pain? Serene just lost it.
Yep.
Well, I did. I lost it and I lost grace for living. As far as I was just like beyond, it's exquisitely painful. And that's all I was speaking. And she collected the data somehow. And she got so intense. I was intense, so she picked up on my intenseness. Mm. And she just cried for days and days and days until I thought, oh my goodness, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I thought, I've got to speak life into her. I've got to speak healing. I've got to speak faith. I've got to speak, this ulcer can heal. She's a baby. She's got young, vigorous cells. She can heal. And so I spoke healing and I put raw honey on her ulcer and it is filling up day by day. She's happy, smiling and everything. But it was a change of my speaking over, not just me. It's not just our thoughts we speak of ourselves, but it's what we speak in the air over other people. And I remember when Arden was going through his cancer, and I'm going to be quiet here in a second. I know, Danny, you've got heaps to say. But
no,
I remember
just listening.
Positive for me to get through that, it was a lot of like faith in my own brain. And positivity in my own brain just to make it through the night and everything. But I thought to myself, I don't even have a second to be able to even think a negative thought around Arden, even if I'm thinking it in my head. Because I know that that sounds new agey, but there's negative energy that comes out on that. So I really feel like it's not just about let's be positive for ourselves. It's be about positive for your children around you.
Absolutely.
Be positive for your for everything around you because you're speaking into their waters.
Yeah, no, there's another really groovy experiment if you want to look this up as well. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the double slit experiment?
No.
You ever heard me talk about it or anything? So fascinating. It's really interesting. If you YouTube this, there's the only thing that I found that explains it quickly and well is Dr. Quantum, the double slit experiment. And it's a cartoon that explains this very famous experiment that anybody pretty cheaply can duplicate if they want to do it themselves. You got to order some science nerd stuff, but it's really neat. I'm totally not going to explain it, but I'm going to tell you what some of the, or where some of the paths lead once scientists did this experiment. Because what they found was that electrons or tiny particles behaved differently when they were observed by people or when they were measured, or they would do one thing. Wow. And then when you tried to take a reading, or when it became, and this is how they describe it, when the, it was as if the particles became conscious that they were now being observed, and they would behave differently. They would act differently.
That is so extremely
interesting. So I was just thinking about that when you were talking about the water and how the molecular structure changes if it's stale water versus, you know, fresh water out of a spring or something like that. There's a really cool quote that I'll find it later once you guys are talking, but it just talks about that what we can see, taste, touch, and smell and observe with our five senses is not even like a millionth of reality.
Yeah.
Of the things we can't see, the invisible things that hold planets together. And, you know, and so I know we're always balancing and saying, you know, oh, we don't want to sound woo-woo or crazy or whatever. And it's like, on the one hand, for us to go on and say, this is what it all then must therefore mean, we can't sum that up. But to observe it scientifically and say, hey, there's things that we can't see that seem to interact with the human species, and the world seems to behave and interact in ways we just don't fully understand.
Well, an iPad would have been woo-woo.
Real space age, totally.
Complete woo-woo, like your whole life, the whole library, your whole, the whole everything. You can see other faces. You can call people up in a different country, all in one little screen in front of your face. Yeah. That's woo-woo people.
Yeah.
I know.
So
yeah, they'd have laughed you out of the science room, right?
But you know what I love?
For things to really be a reality.
I so love and am thankful every day for biblical wisdom. Because think of these things, right? It says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Okay, and now we know joy brings strength. Joy brings healing. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And then the Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. We know gratefulness is a healing thing. We know when the Bible says, think on these things which are pure and lovely. Mm-hmm. And when it says, don't think on the evil of tomorrow, or don't worry about tomorrow, because today is enough. All these things, they're just for our health, and yet naturally we're so drawn to just do the negative. Like my whole life I was, you know, in a state of worry before I sort of understood what it was, and it really did have an impact on my health. And you know, it's just a conscious thing. Now when I look in the mirror, I speak life over myself. When I walk around, even to sing, you know, there's a latest study that came out that showed that singing is incredibly healing for the body.
Oh, I believe it.
Literally, some of the notes that you hit in a range of like la da 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 da, you know, those things are actually healing.
And when
to the
do
body.
You sing most of the time? Even non-singers. Yeah. Where is it?
In the shower.
Yes.
The water. Hey, but I want to say something just interesting, because when I was looking up the healing of the ulcers for Solace, the kind of area I went to was diabetic leg ulcers in adults, because there wasn't a lot of information on natural remedies for the children with the hemangioma. So I went to their leg ulcers, because diabetic leg ulcers, they don't really heal very well. So they have all these things, you know, the honey and everything. But you know that there was one doctor that said, that's completely studied, that it was laughter.
Wow.
That he had, that he said that the ones that laughed the most got healed faster.
Even,
with his diabetic
even fake laughter too will beget
function of the circulation down to the yes. And then when you said, it's just, I haven't really got this fully formed in my head, but when you started saying, Pearl, just about Danny too, how Adam's kind of changed the different way you kind of observed them.
Yeah.
It's a type. Baptism is a type, right?
Oh,
it's a typology.
Huge.
But when you just dive into the water, you're just diving into the water. But if the water kind of almost knows, well, if you're speaking, this is a baptism, I think there is a true physical washing too,
hey,
probably.
And what about
I don't know, I'm thinking.
No, that's good. Come on. That's good, because, and it made me think of this. You know, counselors, right? Just secular, on a psychological level, counselors. Yeah. they will have, as they're trying to move people through issues in their life, they'll have them say like the opposite of whatever's going on while doing some motion on their face or rubbing their leg really hard. It sounds weird, but it's totally used in like high level psychotherapy to try to break people out. They'll use actions and stuff. And so I wonder if, you know, just say spirituality aside for a minute, the act of saying, I want to completely change my life over. And as you're really thinking about that, and it's really everything that's in your heart, you get lowered into water and then burst out of that. What that might, like in a shocking way, do to just your brain alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let alone the spiritual aspect.
I know.
Right?
You should start a whole counseling, water counseling, Daneth of
where I just fire hose people down. Yeah. Where it's like, you're talking disrespectfully to your wife again, sir. Stand out there. Nope, bathing suit only. Just hose them with water and speak life.
So true, Danny. And I just got knocked over the head with another thought. Knocked over the head. Do you know, they're saying a lot of people these days, some of their psychological issues. Now, God can heal everything. And I hate it when people like can't move forward because of the past. Because that was really disrespectful how I said that, because some people have had awful past. But I just love my God, and I know that he can renew their life. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want them to just be stuck, because I know God
you're
is a God of freedom.
Someone I'm sad who can't move
I'm
forward.
I'm sad. Yes, I wanted to just fix
that.
No,
you said
disrespect.
You hate it, but it does disturb you because
you
feel like there's more.
There's more. Okay, but just think. Just without God's healing, a lot of people are messed up too from their experience in the womb, unwanted. Mm. You know, sometimes they can trace it all the way back to the womb where they just did not even feel at all wanted in life. That's the waters. That's where it starts. Mm. So pregnant mamas, speak over the waters.
Absolutely. You know, and I think this comes down to the very practical. We've had quite a few questions come in. You know, we haven't shared many questions lately, but I've seen them come in. Danny shows them to me that say, I hear you guys talk about, you know, not accepting conditions or physical conditions or speaking things over yourself, like, you know, walking out of these things. I mean, how do you do that? People have asked us, but what do you mean? How do you do that? This is all new to me. And so I want to talk about this. Now, of course, maybe, you know, there's people get their legs chopped off in war. There's things that are as they are, right?
Facts.
Some things are beyond our control. But many things we can overcome, even if doctors say we can't. I fully believe.
100%.
Now, so how do we speak these things over ourselves? Well, for me, I'm a biblical believer. So, of course, God is at the root of it for me. But, for instance, when I was going through my, you know, diagnosis with Graves' disease, I would never say my Graves' disease or my thyroid condition or, you know, don't claim it as your own.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and now I just do the opposite to my fears and, like, I thank God for what I've got. So I thank him for things I don't even have yet because they're mine, his promises.
Exactly.
Father, I thank you today for your health that you have given me. Thank you that every cell in my body is reviving, is restoring. Thank you for health, for life, for family. Thank you for this joy that you've given to me. And thankfulness and gratefulness is power to heal.
So what you're doing, instead of wearing the title of Graves, you're wearing the title of the promises. You're wearing the title of the healing. Because if you're not wearing the title of the healing, you will wear the title of the disease. And do you know what you do? You become an ops lady. Hold on.
That was my tradition. Husband. But, we don't want to break tradition.
But I paused him because I'm in the middle of a point, husband. Anyway, but...
And we're recording a podcast.
You said ops lady. I know exactly what you mean.
Because you will Google your problems. You will talk to your friends about your problems. You will talk to yourself about your problems. You will, in your night, you'll probably be dreaming about your problems.
So we had this night terrors of your problems.
Yeah. So we had this lady, we called the ops lady. And Pearl, you can tell the story probably better than me because I was a little younger in the home, but I'll just give it the gist and you can fill in the gaps. My father, being a pastor, had a lot of interesting people, you know, in his life because you end up having to counsel half the congregation. We had this lady who would call him up to just talk about all her woes and all her problems with her physical health. She'd go on and on and on and on for hours that my father would say, she doesn't know if it's me or somebody else because it's just her talking, people. Mm-hmm. So here, Pearl, you take a couple of hours.
Oh, no, he would. He would pass the phone around and she'd be still talking.
Just as,
all you
have
to do is go, and
she wouldn't even care if the voice was different.
Oh.
No.
You just have to commiserate, make commiserating moans.
But you know what? Most of us aren't that extreme, but many of us, I so guilty of talking about my things, of Googling my thing. I mean, I used to. I slip back now and then, but I put a stop to it real quick.
Like an old drug.
Oh, yeah. Because if I start noticing it on myself, I'm like, Pearl. And because it's easy to do, and it's like that little comfy thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just give this disease the credit it deserves. But guess what the Bible says? His name is above every name. His name is above cancer. His yes. name is above Hashimoto's. His name is above an autoimmune condition. His name is above stuck, stubborn weight that won't move.
Right. And it might be the fact. There might be the fact that you have Hashimoto's, but the fact is that you have an awesome healing God. That's a bigger fact, and that's what Pearl's saying with the names.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. I was just reading the parable of the talents the other day, and it completely blew my brain. Completely blew my brain. And this verse said here, okay, Pearl, you might have to talk because I've lost my spot. Oh, okay. Yes, replied the king, but to all who have been faithful, even more.
Well, hold on. Give Serene, we don't have everyone who knows the parables
okay,
here.
Okay, it's the parable of the talents where
it was a story that Jesus told. You know, you might have learned it in Sunday school where the master gives his servants a certain amount of talents each, right?
Right. But the translation for talents is actually currency, and it was actually miners.
So what happens in this is the one who got given a lot went and invested it and made a lot of money, did really well. A couple of the others did pretty well. But the one that got given basically nothing, he went and hid his in the ground.
Okay. So you might be thinking that you got nothing, right? Because you're ill health, right? Mm-hmm. But you do have something. You might be able to see well, even mm-hmm. though you've got your thyroid is mm-hmm. like really hypothyroid and you've got issues, but you've still got something to be thankful for. The king said to his other servants, hang on.
Well, you should come prepared to party.
I know. Okay, yes, replied the king, but to all who have been faithful, even more will be given to them. Okay, so these talents, they were currency, but what is the currency of a whole belief? What is the currency of heaven? It's faith. That's how we exchange for the promises.
Yes.
We give faith and we receive the promises. That is our currency, right? So the more we act on this currency and we invest it and we put the faith into these promises, we'll be given more, right? And then actually he said, well done. Now you have the one who invested 10, right? He actually got given the authority over 10 fortress cities. The translation I have is the Passion Translation, TPT, and it says fortress cities. But you see, sickness is like a fortress city. Mm-hmm. You know, in the spiritual sense, it's not easy. It's not an easy pushover thing. Sometimes sickness is hard to deal with, but you can have authority over that in faith. But it said here, and for the ones who have nothing, even the little they seem to have will be taken from them. So they actually don't have nothing because it says they have a little,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you just look at the pits, instead of the little bit of cherry flesh, it's only a little bit of cherry flesh on a cherry.
Yeah.
It's mainly pit.
Yes.
But if you don't look at the cherry flesh and say, oh, this beautiful, delicious bit of cherry that I have and save that, you only look at the pit. That little bit of fruit and deliciousness that you had is going to be taken away. So when you speak in negativity over yourself, if you're wearing the title of Hashimoto's,
yeah.
all I see is Hashimoto's. I don't see the fact that I'm blessed with a great husband,
yeah.
or I'm living in a nice house, or I really,
or
you know.
Or believing the promise that you can be healed.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But there's positive things that you can
yes.
be
and you know that blew my
life.
Mind looking at that parable of the talents in the whole guise of faith. You know, he gave to them talents, and faith is the currency of our whole belief system in Christianity, you know. And so that blew my mind, you know. Faith, if we're not going to use it,
exactly,
we got
it's gonna
nothing.
Get taken
if we're
going
to bury it in the ground, any healing we could have, I'm sorry, but you weren't exercising what
so
I gave you.
So it's the baby steps, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you feel a little energy one morning mm. on your hypothyroid issue, and you could be like, wow, I feel a little bit of energy, and speak the faith into it. God, you're my healer. This is, I'm not going to be under this. I'm going to walk right out of this. Thank you so much for this energy. Instead of like, nope, that one of the symptoms of hypothyroidism is exhaustion. So mm-hmm. it must be something that...
Or this must be one of those things where you just get a little burst of energy and then you're way more tired after it. You know, it's all how you think and how you speak. And listen, if you're not a biblical believer, it doesn't matter. You can speak these... I feel, of course, believing in God, you know, is just the bigger picture here. But it doesn't matter. Science is science.
Hey, the New Age people have already found this.
Yes. So you can say, you can realize you are made of water. Water has memory just from a scientific level, and speak life over your body. Don't speak hate. Speak life over your children. Sometimes I personally am like, I have a funny relationship with my teenagers where it's all pretty much jesting with one another. But I feel I need to be careful with my
jesting.
That's
teens though for you, isn't it? It's just like their happy place.
I'll be sarcastic. Noble will do a little dance and it's making me laugh. And I'm like, Noble, you make me so proud. But, you know, and I'm joking, but still, yeah. I need to speak
life. You're
real
bright, son. Yeah, real exactly. impressive.
Yeah. I can do that. I think that's part of just good nature teasing.
Sure.
But I need to speak life in my son too. Mm. And in my daughters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
as children, as babies, as teenagers, my husband, we have to speak life into their waters.
And like was said before, too.
Into their waters.
Like was said before, negative thoughts, they don't just stay this ethereal kind of little wasp of a thought. They actually become protein molecules in the body. They become flesh. They do.
Yes.
So are you going to like words speak into your flesh. Children's flesh or speak into your own flesh?
Oh,
well,
Danny.
Words becoming flesh. That's how God created the earth, right?
John
he spoke
1:1.
And then it existed.
No, there's an invisible system behind the scenes going on here.
Well, people. Everything we see, that like you said, yeah. is just a little tiny.
Well,
tiny.
I think it's every year. Please just go Google. That's what the beauty of Google. You can just see the actual version of what I'm saying. But it's like every year, like every cell in your body is new or something like that. And, you know, on a measurable level, you can see cells in your brain changing via people's beliefs, people's joy. If somebody's depressed, they can actually see that with measuring systems. And so, you know, your brain is a really powerful thing. Another book I always mention is The Brain That Changes Itself. Mm-hmm. That's when I first kind of got opened up to the idea that I can actually like fixate and stew on something.
Yes.
You know, and it can start to become a reality.
And then it manifests in your body. Yeah. And listen, we can train our brains. We have to train our brains. You let them loose.
Yes.
An untrained brain can bring death to yourself and death to those around you. I'm not talking about actual physical death in the ground, because one day we all die. But you can bring it about prematurely by toxic thoughts, and you can bring diseases by toxic thoughts. A trained brain, and the Bible talks about it. It says, gird up the loins of your mind. The loins are all the parts that are sort of falling down into
the
rock.
The loosey-goosey kind
of. When we train our brain to think the right thoughts, that means get rid of the junky
to
ones and the
toxic.
To take
every thought captive, it says also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we're keeping what the scriptures say. We're keeping the life. We're keeping the loveliness. We're keeping the joy. We keep the hope that manifests in our bodies and manifests in our waters. It manifests in our children.
Yes.
And this is just so huge if we can grasp it. Think about it in the guise of our whole Trim Healthy Mama journey too.
Yes.
I know when you start, you know, there's this bit of frustration because it feels like you never get it. And it's just like, but before you go speak those words, this is so frustrating. I don't know if I'll ever get it. Before you even say that, you speak in death. Okay, so think about it. Speak life.
But I can even tell that with my children too, with math tests and homeschooling. I have one that just is very super intelligent but just freaks over tests. Mm-hmm. Like just has a complete freak out. The brain shuts down completely, but it's all in the mind because she knows the stuff.
Because they're saying in their mind, now it's time to fall apart. This
and
is
I
where
can
I
tell
fall apart.
Why she's falling apart. Straight away she's like, I can't do this. I can't understand this. Yep. What if, what if, what if? And she goes and I can see her whole brain causing her body to be in complete tension.
Totally.
And that's why she's spoken it into being. Bless her soul. But the other thing is, let me just be a devil's advocate, right? The truth is, science has proven this.
Right.
That's fact. Second point, which is even actually the first point, is more important. It's scriptural truth, right? Okay. For us, that's more important to me. But so this is all real. But hey, devil's advocate, say it weren't, it weren't. Say it weren't. Say this is just a whole lot of baloney, right?
Balagnus.
Guess what? It's a better way to live.
Yes.
Yeah, I was
that's
actually
a better way
that's
to live,
in my
Babel.
Note. I actually wrote that in my notes yeah. to add at the end of this. Is like, even if this is all baloney, like
which it
just
ain't.
Try it out, man. Just try out brainwashing yourself. Try out living in a fantasy for like a week and just see
you'll
if you're not laughing
person.
Like a flip out. You know,
and do it with your journey when things get hard. When you just finally say, "Well, I can't. I just wasn't, I didn't grow up this way. I can't do this trim healthy yeah. mama thing. You know, it's too hard for me." We talked about this over and over because of all the different reasons. Speak life into your waters.
Yes.
They will transform you. Even stubborn fat and things like this can leave.
Yeah.
Yes. Just if you say yourself,
yes.
"I've got stubborn fat that will never go," you watch what happens. It
yes.
will never go.
Hey,
speaking
of
life.
The trim
and you'll
healthy,
make, yeah, you go, Danny.
Well,
go.
Speaking of the trim healthy mama journey, should we also be like drinking lots of water?
Mm-hmm. Well, water, absolutely. And think about what John said, the movement of water. Now, of course, we don't overdo ourselves and there's not an extreme exercise component to this journey. But we do move. We do need to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right? And yeah. stagnant waters look different under yes. a microscope. So let's move those
let's
waters.
Move.
Let's
yeah.
just be generally right. active. Let's find something we love. Once once we've established how to eat, you know, given ourselves some time, let's don't be
push-ups,
stagnant.
Push-ups heal my gut.
They do.
And hey,
yeah,
say, and I, yeah. yeah you go. You keep saying
this
that.
Is your show?
No, not Danny. Your show.
One day we'll put your name on our show, but not
one
yet.
One of these
You're
days.
You're still on probation.
I'm still waiting to say something so defining that I actually no. would
hey,
get my
you
name
could,
on the
Danny?
Show.
You got your name, Danny. You got your dog
I think
coming.
We actually just have to updo the headline. You
yeah,
know,
no, you're Danny. You're so
Pearl.
Part of this integrity.
And Danny in tiny letters.
We
maybe.
Speak to your waters, just, Danny. You're important.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're part of us. But I wanted to say, there could be some miserable parts, components to your journey. I don't see any. But maybe you could see the fact that you had to just, like, ditch your donut, whatever. When
maybe
you, could
you couldn't
make
drive through McDonald's and you had to make your breakfast, okay?
Yeah, big whoop, right? But say there's some miserable parts. Make your journey more enjoyable by just speaking the joy, right? Like with Solly. You know, she's not crying as much now, but she really was when I started changing the way I spoke. She was still crying.
Okay.
She's still miserable. But instead of saying, "I'm so overwhelmed. I can't believe babies feel pain. This shouldn't feel pain. This is terrible. They say it will never hear it. You know it's exquisitely painful. That's why she's crying, right?" I was not enjoying myself, yeah. right? But even when she was screaming and I'm starting to say, "You know what? It can heal. This is going to be great. No, I'm just going to soothe her. I'm going to put the lullabies on." And the way I talked differently to the atmosphere, I actually had grace to endure those days. I may not have enjoyed them, but I had grace to endure them.
Ooh,
and that
huge.
Was huge. And it was all the way I spoke.
Okay, so hey, let's wrap this up because I want to get to our food spotlight for today. It's a good one. But you're a healer, okay? We already established that because you're healing as a mother. You're a healer in your home, not only for in your own body as you speak life, but for those around you. So the huge part of being a healer is speaking into your own waters, speaking into the waters of the ones you love in your family. I am just so excited about this big picture. Oh, thanks, Serene.
Number
Serene,
two.
You're supposed to turn your phone off.
Hey, and gorgeous.
She's speaking gorgeousness
Sam?
Into her husband.
That's her husband.
Can I call you back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, just,
okay, bye.
Just stand by, everyone. You have nothing to do today. Just give us a sec.
No, I turned him off. So, I mean, is it big for you,
it's
Danny?
Big.
Is this a big concept? Because, I mean, I thought I knew some of this, but now I know it in a different way.
This is a concept that, like, I can't even be like fully truthful about, like, even to, I don't know, even to like closest people to me, because I feel like I just sound weird. Like the more I learn about really taking control of your life in general, it just seems to get more inward and more in the brain, more than really like, I don't know. I just grew up believing that, you know, people were born with certain things and some are special and some are not. And I'm just more and more getting into this weird zone of like kind of,
but it's not weird zone, it's true zone. It's
true yeah
zone.
But
we're
just
holding iPads
sounds.
In our hands, Danny.
Yeah, and there's just so much I forget what they might call like the new science or something like that, like top scientists are just kind of converting a little in their previous
beliefs. It is all
beliefs.
Changing, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
yeah, like
that?
Mainstream.
It's not about the concrete.
No.
Anymore. Yeah,
it's a much bigger, because as science is getting is understanding this, like you said, there's so much more than our five senses to what is going on, the electrical charges that run through our body.
Like, you know, what was all that?
The breath, the water inside us, all these things are much more intricate than we ever thought. Yeah. They can have much more power than we ever thought. And so when we harness these things and utilize them, and they're all biblical anyway, way to go, right? I want more.
Hey, yeah. I want to just say something. It's totally off the subject and it's so weird and you're all going to think I'm deranged in the head.
Okay.
But I'm going back to the Looking foxy mother, mama whole idea, and I'm going back to that whole thing. Do you know half of that is your the space you have of your brain?
Oh, more than half, wouldn't you say? Especially
way
for
more
woman.
Than, especially for woman. Like if you're in the
room. When those of you don't know what foxy mama is, that's, you know, we're talking about intimacy and marriage, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was just thinking about it the other day. Wow, it's if your headspace is right, it's amazing. But if your headspace is wrong, it can be painful and awful. But it's all your headspace. And that's about a physical thing. So it shows you how your headspace can actually take you to the moon or take you to like absolutely traumatic
places.
There's
one example. Yeah, it's just one example, right?
Yeah, it's just one example. Yeah,
that's true. That's actually a gateway example.
Right. Because
now we can open up to the idea that, gosh, it affects me in a actual, I feel it physical, tangible
you
way.
You feel it physical, but it's all in your head.
It's totally a brain thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also what you allow into your brain and what you don't. Let's just say you're
can affect your hormones,
in a busy life, like we're talking about Foxy Mama again. You're in a busy life. You're having to run here and there. Maybe you're not in a season of your life where you feel like you're young anymore and in the prime of your sexuality. You know, maybe you're going through perimenopause or menopause or who knows. Maybe you're nursing
a
baby.
I'm always in prime.
Okay,
thank you.
True. But
we need our 80-something-year-old grandfather who's dead, but when he was alive, he would have talked about that.
All I'm saying is it's what thoughts, like the Bible says, we train our brain, okay? So we could, on a given day, with all this going on, think no sexual thoughts about our husband, think that's completely normal because life is too busy.
That'd be unfortunate.
I don't have time for that. Or we can train our brain saying, and just allow the good sexual thoughts in about our husband. Oh, tonight, maybe we should do that. Let's plan for that. Oh, I have that beautiful memory of us making love the other night. Isn't that awesome? And so we train our brain to think about the positives on that side of our marriage, and then we're ready for it.
But you know what? The hormones actually rise.
Yes, they do.
You actually have a surge of
hormones come
that your age doesn't even necessarily instigate.
As we think of the thoughts, estrogen rises, oxytocin rises, all those things that prime us. And so it starts with training our brain.
And I want to speak to all the mamas out there who are breastfeeding, which is a hormonal time that is not really directed towards those kind of natural thoughts. To me, it's more like hearth and home and diaper changing and all that stuff. But you can completely be able to be in that place that your husband wants your head in by thinking more.
Absolutely.
By having the brain space there instead of just about, you know.
Yes.
And actually it'll get you more estrogen than you're naturally receiving through this season.
All right. I wanted to share this, the actual real quote that I referenced earlier, and then just a little closing word. I know we could close for.
Well, we're gonna do food spotlight. So do your thing,
okay,
and
then
we'll do a food spotlight real quick.
So here's the quote. It's by R. Buckminster Fuller, and since we have such a name, it must be true.
Better be good, Danny.
He's an American architect, systems theorist, author, designer, and inventor. He says, since the initial publication of the chart of the electromagnetic spectrum, humans have learned that what they can touch, smell, see, and hear is less than 1/1,000,000th of reality.
Wow.
Now, we don't know everything. We're probably scratching the iceberg of a couple subjects right here.
Man.
We're not the Pope. We're not dispensing teachings for of all to believe for all time. We are a bunch of friends, nay I say family, sitting in a living room having conversation.
Yeah.
So that's
mind-blowing though, Danny. And you know what the Bible says? Steel sharpens steel. And that's why I think us getting here and encouraging one another in these things of health and family and relationships, we need that. And we're bringing each other things, you know, that we learn and perhaps you don't agree with it all. And that's
fine.
Welcome
to our living room.
Spit out the bones, man.
And do you know what? I tell you what, talking about that and that quote that you just shared just makes me want to fall down and worship.
Mm,
because we don't even we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg of our awesome and incredible creator.
Oh, that song. What's that song? And when you're down a thousand,
Can you guys go and listen to that if you
want to?
What's
it called?
They're not going to be able to without the name of the song.
The song is...
and so will I.
So will I. So will so I. Will I. Yeah, it's about I will worship. So will I.
It's about creation coming into being. And oh, wow. Oh, I can't remember
a thousand
the words.
Million creatures catch their breath. Yes. When you, oh, my goodness. But you just have to listen to it. Oh, I've got goosebumps because I listened to it during my labor and it was just amazing. It's bringing me back.
Hey, are you ready, though? Let's do this food, superfood spotlight.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood spotlight.
Today we want to talk about avocados. Oh my goodness, what a food. If there were like five top foods in the world, Serene, avocados has to be in there.
Avocado is the food from heaven. I'm telling you what. Do you think they'll be there? I hope so.
I hope so. They'll probably be like different colors, purple.
Because you know how smooth, and it's like you can even make ice cream out of them. Like they're just so smooth. But they have, half an avocado has 7 grams of fiber, Pearl. Can you believe it?
I know, but and even so, it's so smooth, so it's incredible. I want to clear up some myths today about avocados, and we've always said avocados are an S, so they're mainly a fat. They have a little bit of protein, but not much, and they don't have many carbs. But here's what we say with an S meal. We've always said limit to about half an avocado with your S meal. Now, the reason we have said that, because with an S meal, you've usually got
cheese
or you've got a protein source, okay? And maybe you're probably using some other fats. And so avocados are quite a dense fuel. They're sort of like nuts. They carry quite a few calories, not that we're scared of calories. It's just if you put a whole 300-calorie avocado on top of your already S meal that's full with protein and fats, it's just sort of overdoing it.
Right. But exactly. And that's what we say. That is kind of the Trim Healthy Mama stance. But
okay, I'll do my butt and then you do your butt, yes. Serene. I love to have a full avocado.
Me too.
But I do it, and that's sort of, for me, Serene and I probably do it differently. It's the center of my meal, okay? So I do this thing where I call it's deconstructed guacamole, and it's my meal. So I get a whole avocado. I might even do 1.5, okay?
Because I love them so much. Mama.
And I chop it up finely, and I put it on the side of my plate. Then I chop a small tomato up on the side of my plate, then lettuce finely. I put that. They're all in corners on the plate. Lots of mineral salt, right? And then I get hot sauce, put it all over the avocado. And so it's like deconstructed. I don't need corn chips. I don't even miss them. And I just put little bits of the avocado with the – I pour some MCT oil over my lettuce. Little bits with the tomato, little bits with the lettuce. It's this most amazing, amazing thing. Now, you're going to say, Pearl, where's your protein? Well, I have it in my drink.
Right, exactly.
And so I put some collagen, or whey protein in my drink, and avocado is a little. So I don't go overboard with protein, but every now and then I love the avocado to be a center of my meal.
Right. Now, the other thing I was going to say, the Trim Healthy stance, just have half because we don't want to overdo calories.
Yeah.
But I'm a nursing mom and I'm at goal weight.
So you can do a full.
I'm going to do a full and not sweat the small stuff.
Even with other food. You know what I'm saying? With walnuts,
with goat cheese, bring it on. But we do Trim Healthy Mama our own way, right?
Exactly.
And so if I ever got to the point where, hey, I need to pull back, I know I'll go back to the Trim Healthy Mama stance because I know I'm colouring out of the lines a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm actually not doing cheats. I'm just colouring it my way.
Exactly. And so when we talk about half an avocado with your S meal, you know, that's for weight loss. If you're already at goal weight, hey, you don't have to stick to those little rules because avocados are so healthy. Do you know that they have more potassium in one avocado than in two bananas?
Yes. And the other thing is if you're pregnant, don't stick to that Trim Healthy Mother stance unless you're like super, super, super.
The weight loss stance. Yeah.
Yeah. Because pregnancy will like have the crossovers more freely and don't be so strict to the weight loss part, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean you have crossovers for every meal.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly high in folate, the natural folic acid, and that actually fights depression. It's going to give you a happy pregnancy.
Yeah.
And another thing about...
And folate is so important for the health of your baby.
Exactly.
And all these bodily processes, right? You know how they were telling pregnant women to take folic acid for so many years and they've come to find out folic acid is not a good thing.
It's not good at
all. You need natural folate.
Yes, you do. And that's why we love Okra too. But that's not the spotlight. But... Avocados are incredible. They're amazing because they produce glutathione. There are very few things that actually produce glutathione.
And glutathione,
oh, we say
however you say it, builds your immune system. It's the thing in your body that builds your immune system.
It helps cleanse your liver. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely incredible, and it helps anti-age.
Let's talk about the anti-ager. Fat inside avocados, which is mono, what is it called, Serene?
Monosaturated, is it?
Mono. And it's one of the highest forms of this in basically the whole planet, avocados. It's a very slimming fat. And so we know we love to include fats. We love saturated fats from coconut oil and butter, but we also need to balance it.
Yes, we do.
With the beautiful plant fats. And I think it's I looked it up this morning, monosaturated or monounsaturated, one of the two. So listen, Trim Healthy Mama is such a journey of balance. We don't always eat bacon and eggs for breakfast. That's one form of fat. They're saturated fats, they're animal fats.
And they're great. We're all about it.
They're great. So many people have like evilized them. We don't evilize them. But let's not forget about the other side.
I know.
The plant fats.
Exactly. Monounsaturated. That's it. There you go. But, you know, we're talking about it being a fat and having, you know, a few calories that we're not afraid of, but just saying the facts. But they're so healthy in our weight loss journey, even when you stick to your half, you know, if you're in a weight loss part of your journey, because they're high in fiber and they're low in carbs, so they're going to keep your blood sugar at such a beautiful level. They are going to keep you satiated. Yes. Avocados are an incredible satiator because not only do they have that fat that satisfies, they have an incredible amount of fiber mm-hmm. chalked into just...
I know.
Like, you know, think whole grain piece of bread.
I know.
You read like 3 grams of fiber. For a half an avocado, you got 7.
I know. And you think things that are going to have fiber are sort of like crunchy on your teeth or grainish, like a grain, you know?
Or greasy on your throat.
But avocados are the smoothest, creamiest things I think that God created in this world. And when I eat an avocado, I feel like my body is so nurtured and nourished. And the chlorophyll, it's green, for goodness
sake. And do you
wear
contacts? Do you wear glasses? They are incredible for your eyesight. They contain antioxidants such as lutein and zeaxanthin that are incredible in healing your eyesight. They actually prevent cataracts. They make your risk of cataracts go completely down. And
they're fantastic for your cholesterol profile. Listen, we're not scared of cholesterol. Cholesterol is much needed in the body. But remember that beautiful balance that some of your fats should be from plants and the good ones like this monounsaturated fat and avocados. We need to be done for today, guys.
I just want to say I agree with everything you have said.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't have anything to add, Danny. You were looking around the room like, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I haven't seen you eat an avocado in front of us, but John here of Sovereignty, he brings 2 every mm-hmm. time and sprinkles his mineral salt, and he does it as an art form.
Yeah.
He doesn't just plonk it on. He slices it
and that will be his lunch, 2
yes.
avocados. Oh, I have
He's
to
like
go
that
back.
Kid in the lunchroom.
Listen, I'll put a picture of my deconstructed avocado thing on the Facebook, but did I say mineral salt? Because it's so important.
Yes, you did.
You need to get really liberal with it. With avocados, need salt and pepper.
And we have to go because I've got to call my husband back, right?
Yeah, call him gorgeous. See you guys.
Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.